Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
And it is another big, beautiful morning or rising, my loves, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Love Trips train. And we are off, and we have left the station, and I hope you all are well this morning. I don't care if you're headed to work. I don't care if you're headed to school, and I could care less if you're headed to temple or sanctuary or just to have a morning cup of joe. I hope you are well, and I hope today continually gets even better for you, because today we have a very, 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 very interesting topic, and I'm pretty sure some of you guys on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on wherever you saw this ad, were like, what? Wait a minute, God ain't coming to save me. But we've been kicking it since, like, the birth, since I was out the womb, and I am so sorry to tell you, I am so sad to tell you, if it's going to come as an inconvenience to your life, to your religious practices, to your faith, just to whatever, to your spirituality, my apologies in advance, but God's not coming to save you this time, baby. It's not going to work out like that. And why do I say that? Well, I say that because, first of all, I want everybody to take a moment and raise your hand if your respite provider has touched down on this planet recently and said, hey, I'm coming to walk beside you, you know, in my glorious form. It hasn't happened. And if it has, once again, y'all know the email address, EgyptEnglish@live.com. Hit my email with the receipts. Because God, or the omnipotent ones, or one, however you want to do it, if you want to call your God the universe, if God is you, well, then we got another topic we're going to talk about a little bit later. But God left us to do this, equipped with all that we need, whether your God is a she, whether your God is a he. So when I say your provider, which I will probably say a lot more than your God, but your provider equipped you with all the necessary tools, all of the necessary information. The DNA within you was equipped within you by your provider. And like another, like we talked about last week, alphabet soup swirled all of those beautiful ancestors up inside and made your beautiful DNA. Now you're here. You're here with the lessons of your ancestors. You're here with the lessons of their ancestors' ancestors. You're here with the lessons that you learned yesterday, the ones you learned when you were five, the ones you learned when you were one, the ones you learned when you stubbed your toe up against the wall because you were running through your house and your mom was like, don't be running through that house. You have it all innately. You have it all inside of you. You are your salvation, whether you like it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you are praying right now and you're praying on God to come down and save you. No, God is telling you to save yourself. Because if I was your provider, if I was my ultimate provider, hence, if I was my ultimate provider, I'd be tired of little old Egypt. I would be sick of Egypt coming to me every single day about something. Because what I would be thinking the whole entire time is, I've gave you all that you need to possess. Within yourself, you are that you are. So therefore, why you keep bugging my line? Why you keep running up my line? Not understand, we need those moments of you know, validation. We need our ancestors to speak out to us. We need our provider to show us a sign, send it through nature, send it through people. Be within people. Like we forget. There we go. We forget and we fall short and we fail to realize sometimes that although God doesn't touch down to save us in this glorious form, where our provider doesn't come down in this glorious form of you know, bells and whistles and horns blowing and here comes the great Elohim. Even though we don't have that happen on a daily basis, and given I'm pretty sure it happens in some form or fashion, like I said, but we have people that are sent specifically from the calls that we've made to our provider. So your provider may, of course, you know, and I'm pretty sure plenty of you can attest to this. If you have your own testimonies, your own stories, be sure to hit me up on Facebook the Network. Our Facebook page, which is Love Trips Network. And you can find that on Facebook, obviously. Type it in the search. If you want to hit me up on Instagram, by all means, hit me up on Instagram. It doesn't matter where. It could be under a picture I posted. Just reference Egypt E and AM, or reference this episode. And just hit me up wherever. Twitter, we can have a conversation on Twitter. We can get it popping that way. But share your testimonies, share your walks, share your days, share your rights, whatever it is, just share that. When I say your rights, I mean your physical, you took a pen and your paper and you wrote it down, or you typed it into your computer. Share those things with us. Let us know what's going on in your life and those moments when God showed up or your provider showed up with within someone else. And typically when we're the host of God, we don't know that we're the host of someone's God or someone's provider until they make mention to us or until we see the fruit of whatever it was that we assisted them in during their journey. And that is when you know you're really being used by a provider. And I say a provider because each to his own, each to his own, each to her own. I'm not going to tell you that your God or your provider didn't tell you a certain thing. Now, I can use my common sense and say, well, I don't believe that a benevolent God, a all-loving God, an all-knowing God, an omnipotent God, whatever kind of God you want to call it, or being, or higher self, or universe, or provider, like I said, each to his own. I'm not going to tell you that your specific provider didn't tell you to do something. But like I said, I'm also going to take the time out of my day to say, well, wait a minute, a loving, caring provider might not have said that exactly the way you took it, but who am I to say? Because just like everything else, there are aces in their places. So in order to have a good life, you have to understand a bad life, and you have to know the difference, and you have to be able to place yourself on the right side of the fence. And what I mean by right side of the fence is nothing that happens within the realms of a benevolent God is seen as bad. So whenever you're walking through life and you know your God is benevolent, you know your provider is omnipotent, you know that your higher self is all that it was meant to be, you're going to choose the high road all the time. You're going to choose the good life all the time. You're going to choose the good days all the time. So that means if you woke up this morning and you had a flat tire, God forbid you had a flat tire, but you woke up this morning with that flat tire, you was already late for work, you didn't do your homework last night for your college exam, whatever your day was looking like when you woke up. If you decide that today is a good day, regardless of all that you had happen, today is a good day. Today is a wonderful day. Today is going to be the best day of my life. Well, that's not hard because today is the day that you're living in, so it should be better than every other day, no matter what happened the days before. So that being said, you wake up in the morning and that's what you decide, regardless of that flat tire, that late homework, or that no homework at all and late for work. Your day, no matter what happens, will be good. Because from all of the unfortunate events, you will learn something. You will understand something different. You will plan things the next day differently. Your life will progress if you take all that happened yesterday and make it new today. Learn something from it today. There you go. Like, just don't be stagnant in thinking or content in thinking that, oh, it's just another bad day. Oh, those things happen. I'm just going to have a bad week. No, I'm sorry. I'm not taking on any more bad or any more unfortunate than I need to. So all things are good. All things are good because I serve and I live within the realms of or walking with a benevolent, loving provider. I will say definitely I grew up in a household and we were strongly Christian with Christian values, and by all means I still hold all of those to this day. Like all of the ones that are taught in the way of the benevolence of God, even the things that you're like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? Somehow, some way they happened, I'm sure. I don't always know if it happened exactly as it was said in the good book because we're so far removed from the days when the good book was written. But I know in some form, some fashion, some way, those things took place. And I know for a higher purpose than our human brains sometimes conjure up.
We have our own way with things. And so when I say God's not coming to save you, it's because God has equipped your human self with the physical capabilities and the physical capacity to live in this life, to live this existence, to live this experience, to live throughout your own experiments. There you are, all of the X's. So we are fully equipped, and the more you learn and the more you love and the more you move through your life, the more equipped you will become, the more experienced you will become, and the better your experimentations will go, because your hypothesis will be different. And when I say hypothesis, for any of those who may not have gotten that far in science yet, or who have just forgotten high school science altogether, a hypothesis is an educated guess or a question posed based off of something you have seen. So I'm standing on the top of the Eiffel Tower, feeling real high and mighty, you know, in the physical realm, and I have a penny. And because I am a very, very, very nice person, I have nicely surrounded the lower area of this place, the Eiffel Tower, with a caution, a no-go zone, so that when I say, oh, well, if I have this penny, this is a hypothesis, by the way, if I have this penny and I let it go over the edge of the Eiffel Tower, did I say I was at the top of the Eiffel Tower? Or the Empire State Building? I think I said the Eiffel Tower. We got to go with the Eiffel Tower. If I let this penny go, this penny is going to fall all the way to the ground. Now, say I've been living under a rock my whole life, and I wasn't sure about gravity, because this is the only way I feel like this would make any sense. But I say I'm going to let this fall because I don't know what's going to happen to the penny. Well, that is a hypothesis. I made an educated guess based on where I was and where the penny was and where I felt like the penny would go. And so what you do in life is you experiment. So now you take this penny and you release the penny. And what is going to happen to the penny? Well, on a normal day in our realm, the penny is going to fall. And that is you experimenting with a hypothesis and coming to your own conclusion. Oh, the penny fell and it landed on the ground exactly in the area where I thought it would, or remotely in the area where I thought it would. And thus, that is your job in this life. Your duty is to move through life and to make sure that you are constantly experimenting with the pieces and with the moments and with the experiences that you've had throughout your life. And with that being said, we're going to get into one of our DMV queens, because that's what we rocking with this week. We're putting it down for the DMV and hip-hop and R&B and neo-soul. That is what we're getting right now, even some poetry and stuff. So we're going to go with the queen, the first lady of SMS. And if you also don't know her for that yet, well, then you need to know that she is the lead singer for Black Dynasty up here. And when I say this song is... this is my song. I love this song. I had it on repeat like 16 times, probably way more than 16 times last night when I was putting together this episode. And so without further ado, my loves, let's get it in with Queen Tabby and her song Dream featuring Kenzie Love. Y'all better be rocking.
Oh, talk is cheap.
What?
So an even higher cheat and took the lead. Please, I repeat, please follow your dreams.
Never let the enemy define who you are. Pow!
Yo, that bitch is sick. Always be a reject with no possibility. Trying to be sane, that's what
makes it mentality.
Thought you had a chance, girl, but
check your reality.
Neglect what you're hammering. You're gonna go far, girl, just keep persevering.
Keep persevering.
You might stumble and even fall. But I
the voice,
boy, the rest.
My love, how'd y'all like that? I know y'all like that. Y'all better like that because that's my song. That is my song. And I played that song for a reason. At the time, it's just because I love that song. And I know it goes along with the idea of, you know, God not coming to save you. Real life. Because a couple moments in that song just stand out to me so much. Like, when you think about your life, you like, if you're like a... If you're a conscious individual or an aware individual, your conscious level could be wherever it is on the scale because we all come back here to make our consciousness, you know, rise. Like, that's the goal. That's the experimental conclusion. That's something of that nature. Yeah, like, that's what you come here to do. This is a game field, and you are the key player. You are the real MVP in your life. We talked about this. But when you're looking at your life, your goal is to look at your life from a perspective of what's in store, what is next. And I love that consciousness that Queen Tabby gave us because it's beautiful. Like, we live in an existence where we're constantly fighting like our Jekyll and our Hyde. And I've done so many papers on Jekyll and Hyde back in the day. And that story is just part of my heart. Like, it's dear to my heart. And I love that I found a husband or housebinder who really, really enjoys that story as much as I did. And let me say Robert Louis Stevenson. Yes, Robert Louis Stevenson. I want to make sure I had that right. And if I have it wrong, I don't think I have it wrong. But I will put it down in the description so you guys can, you know, check out the book if you haven't. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows that story. Like, Jekyll was fighting with his own alter ego, his Hyde, you know, in a victorious society. And this is my take on it. A lot of people have their own take. But in a Victorian society, he was supposed to stand up to a certain caliber. You know, he's a scientist, a doctor. He's supposed to be, you know, poised. He's supposed to have everything together. But yet he lives so confined in this world that Hyde is his alter ego, his release, I want to be the opposite of everything else. And we live in a time where our lives are like that. We live in a world where we're supposed to fit a box. We're inclined to believe that we have to fit into a certain mold and we have to do certain things a certain way. And in reality, no. You came here to experiment. And when people feel as if God has to come down and save them and physically pick them up and transport them from out of hell into heaven, we find out that that comes from the lack of being able to see that you, your vision is for you to fulfill. You were equipped with all that you needed to have. And Tavi, excuse me, she says one thing that's really, really, really important in the song. There's room. She wants room to explore her voice. Everyone has a voice. And within your voice, you voice your voice more than one just way. Like, there's a million ways to skin a cat. Don't be skinning no cat for my watch. It's just a saying, guys. It's just a saying. But really, like, there are more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to cut your hair if we want to be more human about it or humane about it. But your voice is yours. Your voice in your own mind can be expressed in so many ways. You can become a hip-hop artist. You can become a neo-soul artist. You can become a dancer. Think about it. Your voice, that God in your head, your higher self, your consciousness, that connection to the all that is all, the great I am, is within your own spirit. It's in your soul. It's in you. It's innate. So when you're walking around in this life and you're experiencing those things that are trials and tribulations, or the things that you're like, oh my gosh, why are we having this happen? That is your moment to exercise your God. That is your moment to showcase your provider. That is your moment to say, although the road has gotten rough, your girl, your boy ain't about to stop. Because God wouldn't stop. God wouldn't cry because there's a pothole in the road. God wouldn't be depressed and just unmoving because, you know, a wall was built in front of them. Or even something tragic happens and you lose someone, or I don't know, you find yourself in a position where you're fighting with a disease, like we said last week. When those moments happen in your life, God wouldn't stop. Your Elohim wouldn't stop. You know, I would imagine if I was paying homage to Ganesha by my Hindu, I don't think Ganesh would stop. Krishna wouldn't stop. Allah wouldn't stop. So why would you stop if none of the gods would stop, if none of the Elohim would pause for a moment to take a breath and say, I can't, then why would you? And that's why I say God is not coming to save you, because God gave you all that you needed. God told you everything before you touched down on this planet, and your job is to experiment and find your way. Your God is telling you and pushing you further and further and further, pressing you towards that mark. And so when you get stagnant, just remember, take a moment. Take a breath, be human, and be like, God ain't coming. So let's get back to it. Like, it's okay to be human. It is okay to have human moments, but remember that you have being in you, and being is your provider. Being is why you are able to survive on this wretched planet. It's not wretched at all, guys, actually. But when I say wretched, you know what I mean. I mean the people here have been... we've been doing some things. And that being said, I need you to know, and I need you to be aware of your innate God. There's no reason you should be praying, and there's no reason you should be meditating. There's no reason you should be, you know, paying sacraments. You can't be saging your air and you're purifying your area and your space if you haven't even understood the fundamental basics of living, and to know that your God is constantly living within you. You keep your God alive. Think about it. If your provider was never mentioned on your lips or any of the lips of anyone else who follows or who takes any kind of gloriousness in your provider, if none of that ever happens, no one would know your provider exists. So you have to be a living testament of your living God. And that's really it. And how do you go about that? Let's talk about some application real quick before we get out of here, guys. Application. We talked about last week, disease, and we talked about health. Well, if you're taking it from the Queen de Jean last week, the wealth is your health. There we go. If you have good health, you're able to consciously live in a state of creativism. And with that being said, you are able to always find a way. The wheel in the middle of the wheel, you know, the way in the darkness. You found the light in the darkness, or the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, the needle in the haystack. You are constantly moving in that state because that is a healthy state. When your body is feeling good and your spirit is feeling good and your soul is feeling good and your mind is on fleek, you become a living testament, a living sacrifice for your God, for your provider, for your universe. Hence the sacrifice, because we got sacrifice meals with Queen Tabi, I told you, First Lady, out the joint. So look how the provider just turns that wheel. Look how God just turns that wheel. And so you become a living sacrifice. You become a living God walking on earth, because you're that representation. And in order to do that, you need your wealth, your health, your wealth, your health. Let's say it together, guys. You need your wealth, your health, one and the same. And now, what else do you need? You need your knowledge. You need your knowledge that you have gained, and you need the knowledge to be applied. You need your knowledge that you have gained, and you need the knowledge to be applied. Because when you go through elementary school, and then you go through your secondary school, and then you go through college, higher education, and then you go get your doctorate, because everybody's going to be awesome, but you're not going to get all of that crazy debt because you're not going to do nothing crazy. But when you go through your process, you gain knowledge. If you didn't go to college, that's fine. That's fine. If you didn't finish number the eighth grade, I'm good with that too. But I need you to be working on your own. Don't drop out of school and then don't learn nothing anywhere else. And I don't mean just street knowledge or country knowledge for any of my and my country brothers and sisters, any of my urban brothers and sisters. Like, no, I mean learn something. Pick up a book and utilize the rest of that eighth grade education, so that by the time you finish utilizing your eighth grade education in your own experiment, you will be studying at a doctorate level, okay? I need you to take up your own banner. I need you to think and know that you are that you are. So if you're going to make a decision to, say, drop out of school, I don't encourage that by any means, but if you have, or you're planning to, or you have done just recently, whatever the case is, I need you to be still active in your education of yourself, in the refinement of your knowledge. And once you have knowledge, you apply knowledge. You apply it to your life. You learned about health. You studied some health on your own. Start applying that health. Like, those actions that will bring you better health, apply them. Apply them. That is God within you working for you. You know, if we took the time out, if everyone took the time out to study our own health, study our own well-being, study our own, just us, individually, each person, study you. If you take the time out to do that, then you will understand that your God didn't have to touch down and physically walk on this earth, making footprints in the sand to save you. because you were equipped to do that yourself, because God was in there the whole time. Like, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting. And you just being stagnant. And I need you not to do that. Now, third, your experience is how you put together the broken pieces. There you go. Your broken pieces of life. So last week we talked about bad health. So bad health, we know, is a collection of broken good health pieces. I like that. So you have all these good health attributes. You know, you can eat healthy, you can exercise, you can get fit, you can just get active, you can love yourself. Think about that. That's simple. You can love yourself. You can take pride in yourself. You can pamper yourself. You can rest. You can get some good sleep. You know, you can take your cell salts if you want to take your cell salts. You can take your good vitamins and your just everything. You can do all these things. But if you don't do those things, what do they become? Broken, a broken puzzle. There you go. Because all of them together is just a nice puzzle, perfectly. You know, one that your mama wanted to glue together for you as a child. Like, that is your good health. But when all of those pieces are scattered and you're not doing any of them, or you're only doing one or two, whether you're being the forsaker of your health, remember that, or you're being the taker of health, those are the moments when once you say, no, I want to become that healer that God placed inside of me, now you can start gathering those broken pieces. You can say, okay, I'm going to get some extra sleep tonight. All right, yes, I'm going to take a cellular salt. I'm going to take some natrum phosphate, whatever, muriaticum. Like, I'm going to take something so that I can help myself continue moving. And like I said, I'm not a doctor, so don't go out running here taking a whole bunch of stuff. If you haven't taken the time to study what each of those medications or cell salts or herbs or whatever it is that you hear me throwing out, do your research. Do your research. That goes back into knowledge gain, knowledge apply. You research your knowledge, and then you research to gain knowledge, and then you apply the knowledge that you research based off of what you have learned and what you feel works best for you. So that being said, these are the things that you need to do for yourself. And when you have your experience, like I said, your broken puzzle pieces, you start getting more sleep. You start eating a little bit healthier, and you start exercising a little more. You start getting more active just in general, and you start loving yourself, you know, taking time in the mirror to say, I am what I am. I am that I am. I am all that I need to be. I'm great. I'm fabulous. I'm going to be awesome. I'm going to be healed. You love yourself. And if somebody comes past you in the bathroom and you talking to yourself, do you like that commercial? What is it, Degree? Do you like that commercial where the girl in the bathroom hyping herself up to talk to her boss about getting a raise? And the lady comes out the bathroom and she's like all embarrassed because she's like, oh, I'm talking to myself. And the lady's like, you got this. Like, be that person. Let people see your God happening. And when I say put those puzzle pieces together one by one, if it's a thousand piece puzzle, it's okay. One piece at a time, and I promise you, baby, you're going to be loving your life. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, it really works. Do it. That is part of your experience, your experiment. You're supposed to experiment, because if the puzzle doesn't fit right, what do? You find a better place, or you hold that piece off and you do something else. So if you can't quite become vegan, be vegetarian. And if you can't be completely vegetarian, you know, just you can add a little chicken or a little fish in there until you're able to say, I don't even want it no more. Because eventually you'll get there. Eventually you'll be like, I don't want it anymore. And so thus, that being said, do you, baby steps. A puzzle piece doesn't get solved in one sitting. Or some do. Don't correct that. Let me correct that. Your puzzle may not get solved in like 5 seconds. When you sit down and you got 1,000 pieces in front of you, it's going to take you some time. And that's one piece at a time. And so that being said, God, your provider, your Allah, your Vishnu, your whoever, Krishna, Buddha, it don't matter. Like, y'all like how that sounds. But no, really, it doesn't matter, because your own own provider will give you all that you need. You are going to have that innately, and your experience is your experience. So make sure that when you explore your voice, you utilize the whole entire board. Utilize the entire 1,000 pieces. Don't just leave off some pieces. Take them one by one by one, and guess what? Your God, your provider, will show up, will show out, will be there for you. May not touch down on earth and walk beside you the whole entire time, because you no baby sitting, no hand sitting, no none of that. So when I say I love you, know I love you. When I say I love you some more, know I love you some more. And when I say my understake a million times to you all, know that means I love you, I love you, I love you. And you guys are awesome. So wherever you're headed, wherever you're going, whatever you want to do with your life, remember, live as if you're sufficient. And one day you will be. Live as if your 1,000 pieces are together, and they will be. You feel me? And don't forget to be happy, healthy, and heal, my love, on your way to everywhere. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to go out with the Queen Dijon one more time for infinite, because the wealth is the health. Remember, she said that, you know, put down the lab, pick up a plant, and, you know, it. At the end of the day, remember, you're great. You're awesome. You're everything. I don't care who you are, where you are. I love you, I love you, I love you, Maya, Understaker, me, Understago, and you guys are awesome. And guess what? Your girl is out. I will see you guys next week.
DJ 837. Knowledge is infinite, value more than the dividend. Sweet as some lemon and tea with apples and cinnamon. So what's your sentiment? Tell me now, are you feeling up? Rush of adrenaline flowing through your facility. Synapses and actions to capture the message in code. Relaxes our toxic perception, connecting the coils. Don't say you ain't got it, your souls once walked the soil. Creating the diamonds, the crystals, the life and the oil. Blood is rich, the blood is thick. One more time. Blood is rich, the blood is thick, thick, thicker than water, so tell me why we don't stick. I said it's thicker than water, so tell me why we don't stick. It's a virtual world, I'm not a virtual girl. No contaminated hips, holographic images. I am natural, I exist, climbing out of the abyss. Gonna do it for my sisters, value God's gift. In the presence of your essence, your blessings from the heavens. So sever from the tether, that tell you you are lesser. Crack the letter, hey, and just ride out smooth. Yeah, you got to feel the rhythm, so get in the groove. Ooh, where my youngins, my young pharaohs. I love you so much, thought you should know. You are the seed, our life can grow. Our suns will forever burn and glow. Powerful, talking all that jazz. Can you feel the nature of it seeping out that gland? No synthetic hands, finger to the man. We don't get it by the dollar, get it by the grand. Cause the wealth is the health, my health's in my hand. I put down that slab and pick me a plant. Electricity is what it took me. Rocks in my cars, can't stop the speed.
Yeah, we move through time and space like the dark beneath our light. Flags waving victory triumphs again across the dark skies, burning hot. You'd like to think you can see us. Nah, impossible on all forms of such a word. It's cosmic what we have here, these cultivations and whatnot. Are you feeling
DJ 837
with your vibe? I mean, like, seriously, has your deoxyribonucleic acid been tapped yet? Cherry pie. What more are you waiting for? Me to spark my own.